Coming in live, We back. Welcome back.
We're back, guys.
Back from a long hiatus.
Hiatus, right?
People been asking, like, where we been?
Y'all missed us, man?
Y'all miss us?
Word. I don't know. Where have we been? Have we been on runways?
Runways.
Been working.
Shoes. Have we been in Target? Have we been on websites? Oh my God.
We all over.
Rockefeller Center.
We global. We global now. Talk to us.
A lot has transpired, you know?
Summertime. So what's good? Y'all want to tell the people what we've been doing since our last show?
Well, let's start with the mental health check.
Mental health right now?
Yes, always mental health.
Straight to the mental. All right, my mental health.
1 to 10, what you want?
1 to 10. I feel good. I'm a 9.
That's good.
I'm a 9.
I like the 9 for you. Looking good. Emerald
good.
Green, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Rose Dream Challenge. My boy Son is his little F, his outfit and shit. You know what I mean?
Nice. Put it together. We all want one.
You know what I mean? Throw some from the Throne podcast. Shout out to my island shop, the West Bank. That's where I'm from. Okay. Yeah, this is cool line.
Let's go.
But yeah, I'm a 9. All right. And I feel great.
What's making you a 9? What's going on?
I don't know. I feel like I'm in a good mental space, meaning that it's not a lot of negativity that's in my head.
Period.
Like, sometimes a lot of negativity clogs your brain and it shuts out the good stuff and the positive stuff. But I don't get a lot of negative thoughts usually, but I don't know. I've just been in a good mood. I've been working out more, eating a little, changed my diet. I'm a 9. Pain is always going to be there, but, you know, I could always, you know. That always could be a little better, you know. That's something you deal with daily. But I feel good. Nothing really to go expand on, but I'm all right. I'm okay.
Right.
That's How about
good.
You?
I want to say a 10, but, you know, when the devil hear it, he take you down to a 5. So, I'm going to say a 9.5. I feel good. Mentally, I'm in a good space. And I'm getting a new chair next week, so I'm excited. I quit smoking again. So, you know, I'm excited. I feel good. I have more energy. And, you know, my baby's in pre-K now. So a lot has changed and I feel good. I'm in a good space.
I like those
I'm
numbers.
I'm grateful. I'm happy to be here.
Hey, amen. I like those numbers.
What about you, bro?
I'm like a 7.7.
Oh, you gotta be
Come
a negative.
Come on, don't mess us up. You gotta be the negative.
Just give us a 6.
That far rock
7.5.
There you go. We need a little negativity. Let's go ahead.
Why we at a 7.5?
I'm in this little, I don't know, this little area, like this gray area. Well, first off, I got a crazy call from my kid's mom, AJ, and got into something. So that didn't woke me up on the wrong side. But
kids drama.
So that's that. And y'all know me, I'm like a fitness guru. I haven't worked out in like about a good month or so. So yeah, but that's the only reason.
Why haven't you been working out?
I was hospitalized. I was in the hospital twice last month alone. Damn urinary tract infections, man. My kidneys, there's something that come along with the chair, with the disability, man. So, you know, and that was crazy because never have I like twice. I have been twice in 1 month, but it's been a long time. I was working a lot too. Maybe that, you know, was the cause of it. So, but I'm feeling a lot better. So, you know, I just haven't been in the gym. I gave myself some time, some grace. Usually I just jump right back in. I'm like, yo, just relax. No rush, dog. Just feel. I'm just gazing where I feel, and I feel all right. I feel good. So yeah, But once I start hit the gym, I give me that adrenaline rush and that boost. I'm good though. I'm in a good space. I ain't tripping.
That's it. As long as everybody's in a good space, then we're good. You know.
Yeah. I know it's always good to get back to routine, like especially like working out. When you stop working out for a while, or especially if you get sick, like jumping back into the gym, getting back to your routine is like the hardest thing.
It's
but
hard.
Once you get back into it, you know, you start picking it up.
A little setback.
Yeah, you just got to go do it. You know what I mean?
Consistency breeds results. So sometimes when you take yourself out of that routine and that ritual, it's harder getting back in. But once you get in, like you said, you got this.
That's a fact. So what's up? We've been working.
We've been working. Good. Sis, what you did? What you was in Fashion Week?
Oh, yeah. So
tell her about your experience
had the
on
big
Fashion Week.
Bird.
Okay, so, you know,
the big fur,
you know,
Gucci
these
man
guys,
fur.
You know, they've been doing this. But I just did my first fashion show, and I modeled for Daniel's Leather. He had an inclusive show. And it was really, I really did like it. It was really nice, you know. So I'm grateful for the opportunities that, you know, were presented with me. So, yeah, I cannot complain.
Did your thing. You look really nice.
And also my little cousin did Fashion Week the week before me. So it was exciting that we did it together. So
okay.
I'm grateful for that.
Shout out to cousin. Ming. That's what's up.
How did it feel like rolling down?
I ate them bitches up. Okay. Please, okay. You know, I rolled down.
Was you nervous?
Respectfully. No. you know, my
confidence.
Yeah, my confidence is just immaculate. Like when I see, like I don't know, I don't get nervous. I feel like, you know, I'm God's plan, you know. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, but fuck me. What about y'all? Because you did Vogue, honey. You bro, was looking.
Bro had that. Right nah,
here.
Bro
had the part in the Red Sea, right?
I ain't gonna lie. You had the best fit. You had like the best look out of all of us, bro. Fit was fire,
head
bro.
Head to toe, eight down.
That was fire.
And then the look, like the look he gave in the picture, it was like, yeah.
Yeah. Just the whole everything, nigga.
Shout out to the Fashion Institute.
Who did you wear?
Damn, Frenchie.
Oh, man.
How could you forget that, bro? Damn. Listen, I'm going to go back to the show. I'm going to tag you because I forgot her name. I don't want to mess up the name. The name is very hard to pronounce. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tag you.
And thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for the opportunity. And it was thanks, Frenchie. Well, on the spot with that. But you know what I mean? It was fly. Look like
we're going to have to edit that in.
I was like, I was about to depart the Red Sea. They had me in like some homeless cool shit. Like, I think shit that it was like, wear now.
Not,
like,
that's, the stuff, that's the style. It gave now. Like, yeah. that whole, I would put that shit on. That shit was a look. It was like, y'all got to see the picture. We going to put that shit on. That shit was fire.
Yeah, I enjoyed myself. You know.
Was you nervous?
This one, it was more of a serious, I feel like.
Show. It was more pressure?
Mm-hmm. No, not really pressure, but I feel like usually I like to laugh. I don't like really being serious, so.
Yeah, seeing like, your face like that was new to me. I never seen your like face this. Like that. But it gave sex. Right. It was like, yeah,
it's raw. I had to give that type of look to it, but yeah, it was a little different because, like, I guess you have to have, like, a serious... And I even asked the producer, I'm like, can I laugh and smile and stuff? He's like, don't do that.
Nah,
don't do that.
Yeah, nah.
Don't do that bullshit here. We don't
not
smile.
Not here. But yeah, so it was cool.
That's what's up. And what about you, Mr. Runway Dreams? He could not stop smiling. This nigga got up here like...
No, but that's what they want. See, it's a different show. They want you to smile and, you know, do a little, have a little fun. It's more of a fun, playful type of atmosphere. So I ain't gonna lie. I was nervous and I don't get nervous.
I could tell you were smiling so fucking much.
I'm not gonna lie. First off, shout out to Runway of Dreams. Thank you for the opportunity. It was such a dope experience. And man, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, the production was huge, like, behind it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying it was a huge stage.
Yeah, I didn't think, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't know it was, like, to that magnitude. So, I ain't gonna lie, like, that's when I got nervous. I was like, oh, this is it's a thing. Like, it's really real, like, you know? And they had the news there and all types of, you know, people and different brands. That was the first time also Victoria's Secret was in it.
I seen it.
So, that was a big deal.
That was the women that did their thing in that show.
Yeah, they did
the
Victoria's Secret. They did their thing. You had Victoria's Secret, Tommy Hilfiger. You had Target. A bunch of other big brands was in there. You know what I'm saying?
Model?
I modeled for Zappos. But the designer whose brand I had on was John Elliott. Mm. Pretty dope. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. The first look they gave me, I was like, what in the world?
He's about to give it to him.
I had to tell him, this ain't, I can't do this. Mm. Like, if y'all want me to represent and be comfortable coming in, and the next day they picked out something more to my liking, and they gave me like three different looks. I was like,
it looked like a romper. Was it a romper?
It was a top two-piece. And a bottom. It was a two-piece. Oh. Yeah, two-piece top and bottom.
It was
I
was just
like,
baggy,
right.
So it probably looked like one. But it was nice though.
Yeah, it was cool. It was fair. And it had some Nike, and I had some Nikes on, some Nikes on or whatever.
I don't know why they gave y'all anything.
But
it was fair.
So
my boy
he don't even use that type of word. It was fair.
Fair, it was fair. But yeah, I had some Nikes on, so that was cool. So it was dope. It was cool. Like I said, I was nervous, but once I got on the air, I hit the runway, it was, you know.
It's quick too, right? You see how fast
so,
it goes?
Yeah, it's so fast. It happens like, like you just, it's hard. If you'll miss the moment if you're not present. Right. You get what I'm saying?
Because
it happens like that.
I said the fuck thing. I was like, yeah, eat.
Yeah, you drew it out.
Shit. Okay. Yeah. And then they was like, oh, everybody come back out. And I did it again. So it felt like, yeah, even with those moments, it did feel like 5 seconds. So I get what you're saying, seriously. Mm-hmm.
Man.
But I'm proud of us.
Good summer.
Yeah.
And it was a cool summer.
That's why we weren't around, fans, because we were making other moves, but we'll never leave you like that again. We love you guys.
Also,
thank you for everybody that still rocks with us.
We all, every summer we take a little break because we all have individual lives, and we got, you know, Live Guys clothing brand. Frenchie has a child. She's a mother. I'm doing what I'm doing. So sometimes we do need a break. So summertime we take our little break and we come back in the fall.
So it could be refreshed.
Yeah, refreshing.
And we could come off as 10 because, you know, toward the end of the year, we start getting
sick.
We be
dead. You be saying 5.5.
We start arguing. We start arguing like every episode. Like, yo, nigga, F you. I'm tired of you.
I ain't gonna lie. That does happen every season.
Towards the end, like the last three episodes.
Niggas be starting shit for no reason.
We get mad at each other. We be like, yo, I need a break from these niggas.
Because we're siblings, you know. It's okay.
That's funny as hell. But real, though.
But First of all, we got some new drinks. What are we drinking? Lob didn't bring the health juice today. Frenchie brought it.
I did. So what are we drinking? Choice. So yeah, so we decided, you know, we want to promote health, especially since a lot of us suffer from UTIs and kidney infections and stuff like that. And plus, I have one right now. So I want to say I got spinach, pineapple, mango, strawberry, banana, and ginger. Not at my request, but it still tastes good. And pineapple juice.
So this isn't liquor, y'all.
No, uh-huh. This is, you can see.
We can get the, Frenchie put some Henny in it. I know for a fact.
It's ginger beer. No. But yeah, so this, you know, I feel like with this, I feel more refreshed. And I feel like it. I'm able to use the bathroom way easier instead of like sitting there having to struggle. But it also flushes you out. So it's good. And it cleans out whatever's in your system that you don't want to be there. So if you do have UTIs, kidney stones, anything like that, try to go green. And the more green you put in, the better. And I promise you, you won't taste the spinach. You won't taste any of that as long as you put the fruits in it. Because fruits are so sweet naturally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you don't need any of that.
Yeah. Jeez, what's up, y'all?
I like to get a juice every morning. So sometimes, especially, I don't get a smoothie like these guys, but I get a juice. So I don't know. Sometimes I know when I'm eating bad, like I try to fight it off. Like I ate fried chicken one night, I'm gonna drink a whole bunch of juice.
The next day to try to balance it out.
Yeah.
You are what you eat, so be careful what you put in your body.
Gotta be very careful.
What's going on, y'all? What's good?
So what's up, sis? What's the French facts of
My French facts today is: before you prioritize somebody else's mental health, make sure you prioritize your own. Mm-hmm. So what's going on is we have a lot of people that come in trauma bond and they dump on their friends and they're so comfortable with dumping on their friends. And there's nothing wrong with that if you choose to be that friend. But there are therapists for reasons. You understand what I'm saying? Therapists get paid to listen to other people's problems because the more you intake, you get what I'm saying? The more negativity you intake, the more you're going to feel it. You know what I mean? I'm an empath, so I take on people's emotions very deeply. Mm. So the reason why I'm at a 9 and stuff to say is because I started telling people, look, I can't listen to your problems
right now.
Can't
do it.
Yeah. Like, I can't do it. I'm dealing with my own. I have to put me first. What's Taraji say? I got to put me first, Lucius. I had to. Because you know what it was? So many people were coming to me. Oh, because I'm the person for a lot of people. But then when I'm dealing with my problems, I realize I don't got many people I could call. You know what I mean? And then on top of that, I have to protect my energy even more because I have a child. So all I want people to do is if you have people like that and you have friends that you love, but you're also dealing with your own shit, it's nothing to tell them, you know what? I can't hear this right now. Mm-hmm. I love you. I'm going to pray for you. I want the best for you. You have to, you know, you have to do what works for you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I can't deal with this right now. And it's okay. And there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you have to be selfish in order to preserve yourself.
That's a fact.
Self-preservation is very important because we're living in a time where people are not even here anymore. Yeah. I feel like it's so many zombies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People are not, they lack emotion. They lack empathy. They lack fucking just humility. You understand what I'm saying? So with that being said, protect your peace, choose yourself, and make sure that you tell your friends, call a therapist, not you. That's it. Put yourself first. Honestly, you have to. In order for you to be able to be there for people, you have to be in your best space.
And be the best version of yourself.
So now if you're in a good space, you know what I mean? And you're able to take that on.
You can show up for others.
Then you can take that on. Mm-hmm. But if we always, like if I'm fucked up, you fucked up, and if we just keep telling each other how fucked up we are, we're going to stay fucked up.
Yeah,
I like to focus on solutions because it's so easy to get caught up in the problem.
Yeah.
Focus on the solution and then we move from there. Yeah. And if also, if you have a friend that you're giving them advice and they never take it, what's the point in talking to them about it anyway? Yeah. Let them make their own decisions and see what happens.
I'm solution-based. Some people, I realize, they just focus on, they love to focus on the problem. They like to be pitied. Yeah, they love it. They like to get pat on the back and they like to feel, you know, that pity and the self-pity. I'm cool.
I don't like that.
We got to find a...
Me and cheers. My cousin said that to me earlier. She said, you in a cheer, you don't even cry like that. I'm like, facts. You know what I'm saying? Because life, you got to keep going. And I feel like because of us, because of the situations you put in, when you almost lose your life, you cherish life a little bit differently. You understand what I'm saying? You understand the severity of how you could be here one minute and go on the next. So why would I waste it being sad when there's so much happiness out there? You have to choose happiness. It's a choice. No matter what you're going through. Because there's people in worse off situations at us that smile even harder than us.
That's a fact.
I don't want to hear any excuses.
That's one of the things that come with our disability. Well, for most of us, I'd say, because it is a perspective. It's like gratitude. A sense of gratitude, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, just being grateful that okay, I'm still alive and I still get to go on and keep on, and see another day. And you know, some people, I ain't gonna say, you know, everyone doesn't have that mindset, but the ones that do, I guess we're like a light to others. You get what I'm saying? Like, and that's what makes it just because they look at us, they're like, damn, why are you always so happy? Why are they always so motivated and just so in such a good mood? And they don't know. It's the gratitude, just being grateful for life.
Right.
Yeah, being a healer comes with a lot. Right. So sometimes the healer has to take time to heal themselves. Yeah. That's all.
Right. Well, to piggyback what you just said, like I also know, Lotus, that like takers is always going to take. no matter what, yeah. right? And givers, you have to put a limit mm-hmm. on the takers, right? Because one thing
that's
about
true.
Takers,
I never thought of it like that.
Yeah, because they won't stop asking. If you keep on saying yes, they're gonna continue. So like, you know, I'm a giver, so you know, what you have to do is gonna be you got to learn to say no.
Yeah,
because I had to learn.
It hurts.
Not to just
it hurts
say
sometimes,
no,
right?
Yeah, but learn to say no, even
know,
to like the.
Not
the
me.
Nah, like for me, I don't know.
I'm to the point, I just don't care no more. Like I used to, but because yeah. I used to be a people pleaser. Right. Now that I'm not, like right. I say no with the yeah, I'm over that. Yeah. You know, now I'm just like nah. If I don't feel something and I don't feel like doing, I'm not forcing nothing. Yeah. Yeah, I say no quick fast.
See, like, for me, it's more of like say like if it's like the most closest people. Say for instance, like even for instance, like the first time in my life. I had to say no to my mom for something.
Oh, God, I knew he was going to say
you know what I mean? Because I'm not, that's my mom. Anything she wants, she's going to get.
Right.
But, like, I had to say no because it was like, I think it was abuse because he knows so used to me saying yes to everything.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, mom, that's the only person I could get away with that type of stuff because it's my mother. Like, I'll do anything for her. But, you know, the reason why she kept on doing it because I always was saying yes to her. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm not particularly calling her a taker because, you know, I got a lot of people
it's
in my
life. It's a
lot
life, of people
you know
in your
life.
It's just one situation.
But that particular situation, I'm like, yo, listen, over time, I had to learn to say that no. I had to get there to say that no, right? That no didn't just happen like that.
Right.
I had to really, you know, do self-reflection. I'm like, oh, no, I got to say no this time.
Yeah, because you're abusing it.
Yeah, abusing it.
Right? You're abusing us.
I love my mom, but she
we love me, mommy.
She do
handicap abuse is illegal. We love you, though.
I seen something the other day. It was so true. They said I never knew about this part of adulting. It was like learning how to parent your parents.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
that shit
man.
Is so, yo, because I'm the oldest, and it's like, yo,
I'm
they call me
with
for
that now.
Everything. Yeah. They call me to talk about my other siblings, and I just be like, yo, you wrong. And they be like, you think so? I be like, yeah. But it's crazy because none of my other siblings could tell them that. They wouldn't believe, you know what I'm saying? Like, they wouldn't even hear them out. But me, they trust my judgment. They see the way I move, so they trust my judgment and things that I say.
You've been
so
around them the longest.
Yeah, they call, like I said, they call me fairy,
too. You're probably the most, you know.
Mm-hmm. Put together, I guess, the one respectable. The one they respect the most. Cool. So they trust my judgment, my decision making. So when I say something, that's when they like, all right, yeah, I might be tripping. They be like, all right, I'll apologize to them.
Because you're rational, like
I'm
more logical. Because
you're calm. You don't like you hardly scream. You know what I mean? So when you stay at this tone, like it's easier to listen to somebody when they stay at one tone. You know what I mean? So it's easy for me to talk to you and you know have a conversation even when you're coming at me. Sometimes, you know what I mean? Because it's like, all right, he gonna get me together. Both of these motherfuckers, right? So trust me, I definitely get it. But yeah, parenting your parents, that's real. My mama watched this shit. I ain't about to say that. she good. She good.
Yeah. The way to start it would be.
She good. It's crazy. No, it's not.
Go ahead. No,
I think it's a little beef.
Let's talk about the topic of the day. So, you know, a lot of people always reach out to us. I know a lot of fellas reach out to me about dating all the time.
Right.
And I try to give them the best advice. You know, because we are different individuals and dating life's a lot different from each of us, right?
All of us, yeah.
Like, what might work for me might not work for you. What might work for Live might work for me, like vice versa.
Right.
So, I know what we touched on prior to this. I know Frenchie, you know, she came to me. She was like, a lot, and this is true because I see a lot of sites and even on Facebook, a lot of people with disabilities, are insecure and dating's hard for them, difficult for them,
right?
Because of the insecurities that they have,
right?
So they come to us and like, yo, how do you do such and such, and you know, why y'all confident and like that, and you know, they try to get advice from us, right?
Correct.
So like, what are some advice? What are some things that we can help out people in our community as far as dating?
Okay, so. Me personally, when that question is being asked, you know, it's kind of like, you know, if it wasn't coming from our community, it might be insulting, you know what I mean? But the fact that I understand, like, you might not love yourself enough or you might not know yourself enough, because I feel like that's the only place it could come from. If you question yourself in that matter, yes, the chair comes with a lot, you know what I mean? But there's also people that are willing to take on this a lot. You just have to know who, but you have to show first, you have to show that you're able to love yourself before anybody could love you. Nobody's going to give a fuck about you. They're going to treat you like that person in a wheelchair. They're going to use you. They're going to abuse you if you act like you can be that way. Mm. No matter how good of a person you are, no matter how fine you are, no matter how good you can fuck, suck, dick, or cook, you know what I mean? Cook or clean. Somebody is going to treat you like that if you're allowing them to. So the only thing I can say with that part is don't allow anybody to treat you like they're your home health aide. And that's what a lot of y'all do when y'all, you know what I mean? A lot of relationships, you let your man be your home health aide or you let your woman be your home health aide. Hire somebody else for that. You know what I mean? Even if they say, oh, I want to get paid for this and stuff like that. get somebody else to do that, because that's when people start to get confused and they start to be like, well, I got to do this for you. I got to do that. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Nah, you don't. You know what I mean? You could go to work. You know what I mean? And that's a lot of relationships are like that, though.
That's a fact.
I see people sitting there with their partners and it's like they go to do everything with them and it's no longer fun because it feels like a job.
Yeah, too dependent.
They get burnt out.
They get burnt out. So maybe I would say, you know, learn how to differentiate between the two. Balance that out. Mm-hmm. And if you're not able to do a lot for yourself, like I said, get somebody else to be your home help day. Even if your partner, you know, enjoys doing it and they like it, because one day they're gonna get tired and one day they're gonna say something that might hurt you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've been in situations with people where it's like they'll say something about the chair, whatever the case may be, but I know who I am so much that it doesn't bother me. You understand what I'm saying? And it's like when I get with new people and they ask those ignorant questions, I won't even talk to them. You know what I mean? You can vet them out. Like if people sit there and they're like everything is the chair, and they just want to know so much.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good. You sound like it's a fetish. And you have to learn to differentiate that too, because there's a lot of people that fetishize us. You know what I mean? Like they see you like, oh shit, you're attractive in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. Like girls come up to me all the time, like, I want to ride these niggas' wheels, da 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 da. And it's just like they see them and it's like they're fine ass men. Yes, bitches are talk to y'all walking or sitting. But because y'all in a wheelchair, y'all gonna get more attention because it's like, damn, this is different.
Yeah, it's a different ride.
This is different. Mm-hmm. How many, like I go outside and then men just feel so comfortable saying things to me that I don't think they would ever say to me if I was walking. You know what I mean? And it's like, I think people think because we in chairs, we don't get as much play.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'll break your fucking heart. Ooh, I get more play than all of these people. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you crazy? You said same here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, women say some crazy stuff to us. Remember, what time we did a lot of crazy shit. Yeah, what time me and bro was together and these chicks, they was like, y'all too handsome to be in wheelchairs. It was like, what? Like, that's the main thing niggas get. It's like, what does that even mean? Like,
they like straight up, like I'm like, oh, they ask if it work. I think that's on every cute woman's mind. Like, your shit work, but
do it work?
Yeah, but I mean,
it's kind of rude.
It is, because you don't go out to anybody. It is rude.
Because I'm not going to you.
Or assuming that I can't because I am. Yeah. You know what I mean? We all have different injury levels. Injury, we say that all the time. Yeah. We all could fill up to different points. But what if I couldn't? Just triggered me.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Be careful with who you ask, because everybody can't. And we have to be mindful for those that can't either. And if you can't fill it and stuff like that, you know what I mean? And you got your own ways of getting yourself off and stuff like that.
You got motor mouth, use that mouth.
Dating is already hard enough, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna say something. The disabled community might get a little pissed off.
Oh god, he about to get us canceled. Jesus.
Nah, but seriously, like a lot of y'all energy be fucked up.
Yeah.
A lot of y'all like, one thing I'm gonna say too is like, some of y'all just aren't that confident, and I get it, you know, because maybe it might be stem from your disability. Try to build your confidence up. Because the more you build your confidence up and love on yourself, then you won't accept certain things from other people. You get what I'm saying? Like, you won't accept people mistreating you and handling you any kind of way. And the way you build your confidence up is just by showing up for yourself.
Right.
Just start doing little things. Like, say, if you say, I'm going to work out today, say, you actually show up and do it. You know what I'm saying? And by you showing up for yourself each time, you build more and more confidence. You start to believe in yourself and you start to care more for yourself and love on yourself. And then that way, when other people come into your space, they know that it's just and it's just like an aura that you give off, that they know that they can't play with you. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like, and that, cause that's just how I am. I don't tolerate, like, me, it's so crazy. And that's why I say dating is hard, cause it's not even about the disability. Cause I feel like I check off well. I feel like I check many boxes. Like, I'm ambitious.
Okay,
I think I look, you know what I'm saying? I'm a nice looking guy. You know what I'm saying? I got my stuff going for me. I'm doing fairly well for myself. I'm not super balling, but I'm definitely not hurting by any means.
Hello, look at the sneakers. So
you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I'm in shape, and it's just like, man, it's hard out here for everyone. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Listen, it's hard out here for people that don't know themselves, period. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if you do not know yourself, what he just said, like, with the people and the chairs and the energy, y'all come and a lot of them hate on us. You know, we love y'all. The ones that love us, I love y'all. But for those that hate on us, it's like, just because we took a situation that you have a similar one in and we made lemonade out of that shit, you know what I mean? Don't mean that y'all should just be mad and sour and bitter with us. You know what I mean? We don't think we're better than anybody. I just
definitely,
know I'm better.
Definitely
I just know I'm better than the person I was yesterday. I'm never in competition with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as another tip with dating, the one thing I do, I go out by myself. And when I do meet guys and stuff like that, I do so much by myself. And it's to the point where they be like, damn, let me help you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I show them like, nah, I'm not the girl in the chair that you got to push around and do all this extra shit for, because I know how to do it for myself. And a lot of y'all don't know how to do that. Y'all get around these people and then y'all just start acting like, Yeah. And then y'all look scared and y'all look nervous and stuff like that. It's not gonna work. Cause you're gonna like say if I liked you, you know what I'm saying? Now you just acting all cripple and shit. My shit might dry up. Like, damn, like what we about to do in this shit? And that's why I don't really know if I could date a person in a wheelchair unless they was like us. You know what I mean? Cause I did meet two little honeys. One is mommy and already, but the other one, you know, it's a prospect. And they rolling, you know. So that's the difference, but what advice you got for these people?
So my advice, I think I spoke to this prior. Pretty much, for me, because I don't know, like what I also, because people always write me, guys always write me, and what I tell them is get yourself together first. Like, don't worry about the date. That's like newly injured people hit me up like, yo, such and such, and I'm like, bro.
First thing they want is pussy. Like,
dudes be DMing us. They be 3 weeks out the hospital. They be like, yo, how do you have sex, bro? I be like, bro, you got more shit to worry about.
That's the last thing right now.
Nigga, you need to be worried about.
You can say your legs don't work and you still want to think about dick.
Like, so what? I'm very straightforward. I'm like, listen, that's the last. I always say a lot of them don't want to hear that shit, but I'm like, first, you have to get your shit together first. Before you even could come into somebody's life, like you, because that's, you're bringing a baggage on that they're not even expecting, right? So to help, to alleviate that baggage, make sure your shit is all right. So if whatever that is, like self-healing or working out, so you're in physical shape. Mm-hmm. If talk about sex, y'all, a lot of dudes want to have sex. You have to be in shape to have that. If you don't want boring sex in the chair.
Yeah, because like, nobody, because what you the, every time the girl just going to sit on you and ride, you know what I mean? Like, that's what they think, that you're just going to lay there. So you got to be able to do something extra.
Yeah, and like being in the chair, it's a lot of work. Sometimes, don't get me wrong, I have my lazy days, but I also, you know, have them days I perform, but I do know I'm in a chair, right? And perform, I have like to be Mike. In the shape. You know what I mean? Like Mike in 23 in the fourth quarter, right? But I also understand that I'm in a chair, so therefore it's like you have to be in shape. So it's like you guys are asking for stuff, wanting stuff that you're not even prepared for, right? Like, I didn't start dating until like 2 years into my injury. 2 years, because I'm like, yo, I didn't even care about women. Like at the time, I'm like, I need to get
about
myself,
getting back and getting yourself together.
Go to school, I need to get my shit. And but for me also, like, dating was in the chair has not been hard for me, to be honest. That's why it's like so hard for me to have this conversation. Like, I had like
four girlfriends. It's so hard for him.
Like, I have four or five girlfriends in the chair since I've been in the chair, right? And the reason why I feel like that is because I always was who I am, right? So, like, meaning that I always been the confident person, and you know what I'm saying? I always, like, you know what I mean? Nothing really has changed of the core of who I was. So, like, when I'm dating a woman, I'm bringing that same thing to the table as I was walking.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? Now, this is also a tip I would give, like being prepared, right? So like, I know before I was driving, it's like little small things I used to pay attention to. Like, all right, if I'm going to pick up a girl and you get what I'm saying, and I want her to like, we have a smooth night, I used to have the cab driver just put my chair in the back in the trunk and let her just come in the front so she don't have to do it. Like, right. So I'm always was prepared. If I'm if I'm dating, I'm going to a spot that like I want to be comfortable, I'll take a girl on the same date that I brought the last girl, because I know how the bathroom is, you get what I'm saying? So I'm comfortable in that setting.
Okay,
you know what
so you're saying preparation.
Preparation beats anything. You
so
know
what's
saying?
The tips? What's some tips you do that's for the ladies?
Saying. That's what I'm saying. So like for me, I'll give y'all a free tip is going to a restaurant that you could
that
feel comfortable, that you've been to, and where you know the people, you know the bathroom, you know the layout, you know what I'm saying? So you're in a comfortable space. Because I say this because say if you go to a restaurant that you've never been and it's not accessible, right? The bathroom's small. Now, that's a lot of things that's on top of the thing that you have to worry about.
It makes you uncomfortable. It makes her, it makes both of y'all uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, that's...
So, you know, on the first day, I always chant like, yo, don't go somewhere that you're very familiar with. I like movie dates. Right. Movie date, I remember the first day in the chair I went to, I had to figure it out, but there's when I was walking, I never knew it was accessible seats, right?
Right.
I transferred right, I didn't say my chair, I transferred right in the seat, had the girl sit on my lap, and we chilling. So it's like, but that's something I always, I don't know, that's who I am, but like, think ahead when you go on a date. So like, but that's all stuff you have to put yourself, you have to try, those are trial and error type of stuff, you know what I mean? So.
But in order for a person to be ready to try, like you said, you have to be ready to be outside alone first. A lot of y'all don't even know how to go outside by yourself. So how can y'all even go outside and date another person? You get what I'm saying?
This isn't
so
for many, the ones that need help. Some need assistance.
If you need assistance, that's different.
Okay, yeah.
But if you do not need assistance, you get what I'm saying? And this, we're not just talking about people in wheelchairs. There's people that go, you know what I mean? Walk and stuff like that. So it's all different types of disabilities. If you don't need assistance, then go out, get out there, take yourself on a date. I feel like the problem is nobody dates themselves first. Before you can fall in love with somebody and before somebody can fall in love with you, you have to fall in love with yourself. And again, I always say it's a rebirth. Learn to love yourself again. The reason why you have these questions and the reason why you have these doubts is because you probably was that nigga before. You probably was that girl. You know what I mean? But now it's like, dang, I got this injury. Damn, my bladder's weak. I'm scared to go on this date. Or damn, I have spasms. Or damn, you know, I can't see that well. Or I can't hear that well. You know what I mean? No matter what your if your limb different or whatever, you're scared they're going to be looking at your arm or your leg, you know what I mean? Just make sure that you're comfortable in your own skin first, because people are going to see that, and then there's people that'll stay with you just to take advantage of you and play off that insecurity, because there are those people. And then there's people that really are just freaky and they just want to have sex with a disabled person. You know what I mean? Because I deal with that a lot. A lot of guys really just want to see what these wheels do. They want to see how I roll and rock. And it's like, I don't know, the pussy don't change when you sit to stand. You get what I'm saying? It really don't. Like, what the fuck? I don't get the difference for real. But I guess it's just something exotic and it's something to be fun with. And I don't like being sexualized, even though I can be as like, you know, I like to dress how I like to dress. I might talk how I want to talk, but that doesn't mean that I'm a hoe. It doesn't mean that I want to be approached in any type of manner. Women should be able to wear what they want and do what they want without being, you know what I mean, over sexualized or judged for it. And a lot of men come to me and they feel comfortable saying things like, oh, I want to eat you out, I want to fuck you, da da da. It's not flattering. You know what I mean? It's nothing flattering man just wanting to fuck me and do what? You know what I mean? You just want to fuck. And I'm supposed to be excited about that because I'm in a wheelchair and you think I don't get no play? Boy, if you see my DMs, you get what I'm saying? Like, I ignore so many people, so many able-bodied people at that, because people just literally think that we're desperate or something. You know what I mean?
Far from desperate.
Like, I can never be, like, even before all of us, like you said, we all knew who we were before we got in this fucking chair. You know what I mean? So I knew better who I was going to be when I got in this shit. I knew nobody was going to ever play with me. You know what I mean? I knew niggas wasn't going to sit there and just, you know, one night stand me. I've never had one of those. You understand what I'm saying? Like, niggas love me, baby. So I don't know. I can't, it's hard for us to try to give this advice because we are all very confident. But at the same time, we do want to be able to, you know, relate to
that. Yeah, I want to see more of y'all out there, man.
Come outside, you
know, just stop. Yeah, just like I said, the energy. So, you know, you are what you attract. You know, it's your, like, your vibration and stuff. So my advice to y'all would just be like, you know, definitely don't, try not to be like a Debbie Downer type of, you know what I'm saying? Or misery needs company type of, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't be so sad and so down on yourself. Try to, you know, just like, I know all three of us are, we're like really confident and usually like really happy most of the time. You get what I'm saying? But it takes a lot of work. It's not easy to get into this space. You get what I'm saying?
Have you ever had an uncomfortable date? Because the men and the everybody looks, you know, they look at both of y'all. They look up to y'all in a lot of situations. So have you ever had an uncomfortable date in a chair or a situation with a female in the chair?
Man, I've been on so many. I can't pull one from shit. I've been on so many.
But just like your one that was normal, that was uncomfortable. It was like, yeah, I'm not talking to this bitch no more.
Well, I'm a victim of gun violence, right? So I was shot in the back, which is what led me to be paralyzed in the chair for 20 years. And this one woman, after I told her that, she was like, she just kept asking all these questions, like, are they going to come get us? And it's like, I'm like, what? Like, what do you mean? Like, it's not like,
so 911.
Yeah, she was like scared after that. And then she was like, yeah, I don't want, you know, she was like, you're a nice guy. But she basically told me she didn't want to see me.
You were a super thug.
But she had just moved to New York City. She was from like Atlanta, she was from Georgia.
She was white?
She was from Georgia. She was black. She was from Georgia.
She said she didn't want to get shot.
She was like, yeah.
Damn, love, where you was at? You took her to the Rock? What the fuck going on?
Nah, we was restaurant. Those
fireworks behind.
But she was just like really green to the New York scene, and she really just moved here. She
but
was
Atlanta
just
got
like,
guns for nothing. They out there.
I don't know. She was just like really super scary, and she just thought that as if like something like it was just gonna something was random was just gonna pop off, and we was shooting and like this wild wild west
like
out here.
You was about to tell her back out like, the chair, babe, back
not,
it out.
Yeah, I'm like, it's not like that. Like, but you couldn't. I had to just respect her feelings. Like, and it's crazy because of that, I kind of got insecure about myself, and then I started telling women I wasn't being honest with women, and I was telling them like when they would ask about my injury, I was like, oh, I was in a motorcycle accident. I started lying for a while. Like a good couple years, like a good year or two, I was like, I wasn't being honest. I was telling women that I got injured.
That's great. You see what you did, lady?
But now, and then it just dawned, it took a while for me to get over that. And I was just like, listen, I'm gonna be honest from here.
Get shot every day, man.
And then I was just like, listen, accept me for who I am. If you don't, I'm gonna be honest, and I'm gonna just keep it 100. And you know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't respect it, if you don't like me, you're not for me, and that's just it.
What Martin said? Get the stuff.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not, you know, I'm not lying, and because then like that one lie leads to another lie.
So you gotta keep lying. So what kind of bike was it? Yeah, oh, yeah, like, damn, yo, so a red one.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't get any money or you didn't like sue or anything? I'm just like,
the bike just got gone. Yeah, they towed it.
Like, I'm not doing all that. Like,
what
I'm
about
not,
you? You had any awkward dates?
My first awkward date was when I think that was like the second day I date I ever went to an NCAA. I was probably like 19, 20. And it was kind of similar to Lav's situation. We went to what's the thing in Harlem? Not Red Roosters, right next to Sylvia's. Okay. This is for like brunch and stuff.
Is your food good?
Yeah, soul food. All right. Salty, blood pressure.
Damn.
Diabetes.
Damn.
Regular black.
Damn. Typical.
Typical. You know what I mean? But yeah, we was chilling and talking. And it's crazy. So when we were sitting down conversing and stuff, she kept on asking questions, like questions that
about
I didn't, about my injury, about or stuff that I didn't really know at the time because it was very fresh, right? So I couldn't even answer the questions. So I kind of wrapped the date up. We were supposed to go to the movies after, and I'm like,
acting like a damn Fed agent.
It's like, you're making me uncomfortable.
Yeah, but that was the only time. But honestly, and I felt that way, that I could see why Lav was like, yo, I, like, you know, it made me hesitate on answering that question going forward, because I was very fresh in my injury. I'm like, damn, this is something I'm about to go through continuously every time I go on a
right.
date.
Right.
But that was like the, you know, now I'm very like an open book. Like, yo, this is what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
What I also like to give advice to, I feel like as far as like injury, like our injuries, period, because I feel like people just stay in the house and don't go out. And I think what you have to do with this injury, because it's so like tragic, I think me personally, you have to, the old you have to die, right? So like what I say about that is Jesse Chin walking and playing basketball, football, that had to die. I can no longer do that.
Because you hold on to that and it's like a funeral every day when you think about that.
So I no longer could do those things, right? Right? So I had to find an alternative ways to do things. I can't play basketball no more. I'm a coach. Right? Really? I can't do certain things. I'm always finding internal ways of the things that I used to do in my past. So what a lot of people I know with this injury is they hang on to the old them. They can't let that shit go. And for me, as soon as I let that shit go, that's when you're going to be able to practice. You're gonna be like, all right, that shit is dead. I got it. This is a rebirth. This is how I'm going to do things going forward. This is the new me. Mm-hmm. You in a chair. That's it. This is your new identity.
Even if you could walk again one day, right now you got to live in the present. Yeah. Where you at now?
Right. So a lot of the old shit, the old you of doing things, dating a certain way, that just has to die. And as soon as you let that go, you'll be fine.
Yeah. And that's even for the people that are born with the disabilities, like I feel like just like having a disability is just like learning an alternative way to do things.
Right.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so don't be so hard on yourself and give yourself some grace. Be graceful to yourself. The same way like you extend others grace and you're nice to people, and you know what I'm saying? Like, you extend others grace and you be nice to people, be the same way to yourself. Right. If you was that way to your friends, you wouldn't have any friends. If you spoke the way that you do to yourself, you wouldn't have any friends. You get what I'm saying? Like, so be nice, be kind and be nice to yourself too. Extend yourself that same grace. So.
Yeah, and I feel like with me, like, I don't, like, I vet them out before I even go on a date. I've had all good dates, but, like, I've had ignorant comments, like, from people that I decided not to date, you know what I mean? And just, oh, so I got to do all the work? Oh, so this, that, and the third. Like, when you automatically just come at me like that, you know what I mean? Or make me feel like you think I'm going to be incompetent in any part of your life, or, oh, I know it's going to be a lot of work. I know a lot comes with it. Or you think you're going to just have to push me on the way. Once you assume about my injury, you know what I mean? Anything about it, I automatically don't want you. I'd rather you respectfully ask me questions than to just assume, like, hey, I'm going to have to do all of this. I'm going to have to do all the work. Boy, no. Like, you think these niggas go this crazy for what? Like, I just lay there? Like,
assuming that I'm a burden.
Assuming that I'm a burden. And that's the problem. Crazy. Once I feel like that, I just get like, oh, no.
Definitely
ew, disgusting. Yeah, like, I done had niggas put my chairs in the back of Benz's, Beamer's, Coupe. What the fuck? Don't play with me. Do you understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, hello? And it's like no complaints or nothing. So there are a lot of guys out there that will do it. It's a lot of women out there that will do it. You just have to make sure you find the right one. But first, before you find them, find yourself. You understand what I'm saying? And also, we need to see more people going out, because the reason people so flabbergasted on us is because it ain't nobody to fuck out there.
Being the only person.
And when I see people, when I see all these attractive people on social media and chairs and stuff like that, like, go put that shit outside. And then half the time, y'all don't even post in your chairs. or y'all will hide your disability. You know what I mean? Like, for some people that have the arm thing, you won't see them post, like, with one side, or if it's still, you know what I mean? You'll see it. Stop hiding your disability.
Yeah.
Stop hiding it. It's nothing to be ashamed of. We did not ask to be like this. We're people. And then what are you teaching the younger generation? What are you teaching them that is they're not good enough? You get what I'm saying? How should I feel from that? Like, oh, because I'm in a chair, I'm not good enough, because you don't want to post in yours. You know what I mean? That's not cool.
Love yourself.
Hello. That's the only thing we can tell y'all with that. Love yourself and don't let nobody play with you. And if they get the playing, you show them why they should have never did that. Leave them alone and make them eat their words. That's it. Don't let nobody play.
And that's that. That's our little advice for that's our segment. We always going to touch on relationships, because that's a big thing. I feel like relationships is a big thing, part of people. Mm-hmm. Everybody always want to find that one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people like, I was born in this earth alone. I really don't like condone that type of stuff. I really think we're supposed to be here to have relationships and love people.
Everybody needs somebody.
Yeah. Like, I'm big on that. Like, I'm not big on, like, I'm supposed to be by myself. And nah, man. That's the problem we in right now. You know what I mean?
Right.
People isolated because of trauma. Right. You know what I mean? So that's the conversation we had. You know what I mean? Now, current events?
Yeah, current events.
What's going on in the world?
The question that was asked was, how do we feel about so many migrants being let in when we have such a homeless population ourselves? And my opinion on that is, you know, if New York wasn't over capacity, because I'm only speaking from New York because that's where we live. If New York wasn't already so overpopulated, overcapacitated, and just filthy in its own way, you know what I mean? Like, it's not enough room. It's not enough space. We don't have it. I'm all for being a refuge to other people. You know what I mean? Mm. But we're not even a refuge to ourselves. We're losing so many people to sicknesses, poverty, gun violence. You know what I mean? Just car accidents, all types of shit. But we're putting more people in that go through the same thing in their country. It's a war out here already. You know what I mean? So the same way they're running from drug crimes and violence and stuff like that. And then what do you think they're going to do? It's going to come out here. If everybody is leaving where they're coming from and they're running from violence, that violence is going to come follow them, because people don't just forget.
Yeah.
When it's beef forever. And it's seen that you can see that it could come in here and stuff like that. And on top of that, we just got rid of COVID. You know what I mean? Barely. And then now all of a sudden it's a COVID coming back in. And on top of that, we don't even have money for our homeless people. So how y'all trying to pay people to let strangers move in their home? You get what I'm saying? How y'all trying to do that? But we can't get no stimulus for the people that need it. Well, our SSI need to be raised before y'all sit there and try to... No, seriously.
First.
We got to fight for shit like wheelchairs and stuff like that. Sound like a
black Republican.
No, seriously. Our SSI is too damn low for y'all to just be coming in, giving funds, and then they get free education. You know what I'm saying? Right. They get free health care. They getting free shelter. They turning every goddamn hotel into a damn shelter. You can't even go get a little sneaky link no more. I tried to get a little sneaky the other day, and the boy said, no, they turned that into a shelter. I said, damn, goddamn. What the fuck? Because, oh yeah, your sister's back single, y'all, so shoot your shot. But I tried to, and I just like, damn, that's a shelter too. Goddamn, who's in Mexico now? Who the fuck is out there? We got to go out there at this point, because this is crazy. I don't know what the hell is going on, but please, y'all, Biden, stop it. I should have voted for Trump. Well, I didn't vote for anybody, but damn, I know next time, Trump daddy, I'm coming for you. I missed them stimmies. Joe Biden, you are a liar. You did not take off my student loans. I am disabled. I do not want to pay them. Get it off my credit now. And yeah, that's it. What do y'all think?
I'm for the immigrants, man.
Because you a goddamn immigrant.
I'm Jamaica, you know what I mean? America is a melting pot. Without immigrants and aliens. So
but I'm not saying no immigrants. But I'm not saying.
America will be America.
But I'm not saying no immigrants, because at the end of the day, my family, you get what I'm saying, migrated here long ago.
What if somebody was on a mic just like you telling your family why
they had to work
here
for their visas? They had to work for their green cards. These people just get to get in. They don't have no social security. We don't know who's in our country. So now when people start getting raped, killed, and murdered, we wouldn't even know who did it, because these people are not even documented if they wanted
to
do that.
That's assuming
I'm not saying, but it's happened.
It's happened
with regular America. But this is America. What the
and
fuck?
And America's a melting pot.
No, it's not supposed to. We need something. Y'all gonna
you
say
like, you mad because the hotels is turned to shelters?
No, I'm mad because
you just say shelters turn to hotels and hotels turn to shelters. That's what you mad. You seen that hotel turn to shelters? Like, this goddamn aliens, they keep on taking our shit. Biden,
no, it's not.
Probably DM Biden like, yo, these people gotta go.
It's just too much. It's the overabundance of them. It's not like this is just coming in once or twice. You know what I mean? Trump said it best. He was being dead ass serious. And now I see, because at first I thought he was being fucked up. My immigrant uncle was sitting on the couch like, yeah, get Trump out of here. You know, we thought he was going to have to go back to Guyana and shit. You know what I mean? But now that I see, like, all right, Trump didn't really kick nobody out. He just wanted to keep him. We don't have no space. We don't have no money. Y'all sit there and tell us y'all don't got shit for us and how the government's about to constantly shut down. Then how the fuck do we keep letting people in when we ain't got our shit together out here? We can't go to Mexico and do this. They're not giving us shit. We go out there. They're going to give us a head chop. Black people go out there. We get killed. We don't make it back. So please, listen, tell me why I'm being messed up. This, you are foreigner.
Also, I'm going to tell you what I'm
for. This is America.
What the fuck you mean?
Wolf, you chime in at any second. What do you think, Wolf?
Let them in.
New York representative. I'm
going to shut the fuck up.
Let them in.
I want to keep my podcast. A lot of jobs, black people, let's say black people or white Americans, that they won't do, immigrants do. Who's going to do all those jobs? What? Maria is going to clean up them schools at 10 o'clock at night. I don't see no black people doing it. I don't see no white people doing it. So those are the jobs. So they help in society.
But we already got enough immigrants. They haven't babies. The ones that been migrated here to have babies. You here. Say you here. So oh, God. Jesse.
I love our immigrants.
Jesse want a Spanish wife, y'all. That's what this is.
Black people doing the jobs because they not paying enough. They trying to kick everybody out the damn New York City.
Like, been here for too long, man. I don't want to hear that shit.
The rent here is high as hell.
Right, but then they get to come here and live for free?
That's crazy.
And we got to pay. We on SSI, we got to pay. That's messed up. Don't even take not a percent of my check if I got to pay. If they get to come for free, I won't complain as long as I don't have to pay. What you got to say, Wolf? Wolf got something to say. Say something, Wolf.
So when it comes to them coming over here and doing the jobs for less money, right? The biggest problem for that to me is the job, really, you could get paid more for it. But because they're willing to take anything, which I don't, from their position, I understand why. They're like, I got to get, because when you hungry, you got to eat.
But it takes food out of our mouths.
But it's like, damn, now you're devaluing the position because y'all come in here and take pennies when we really could be getting $28 an hour for it.
And they'll come in and do it for 10, 12.
Well, but let's be serious. How many people are doing that custodian job? I know a lot of black people won't do that job.
But it's a lot of
I'm too good.
No, but there's a lot of guys that came from prison that are willing to do those custodian jobs. They're willing to work for that. And they're willing to start from the bottom to get there. But they don't have that position because...
No, that's not true.
I'm telling you.
I know people that they be like, I'm not getting a job. I know niggas that's an excuse. This job's open. That's his excuse. That's really much of an excuse.
Jesse want a Spanish wife.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's a lot of...
He's done with blacks.
You order Uber?
You said what?
You order Uber, right?
Yeah.
A lot of them people, they deliver that food to you. A lot of people ain't doing that job for $2, $1 tip.
Them niggas about to be making $70,000 on the books.
$2, $3. They get $2, $3 tips just to live your food, man. Nobody's doing that job. They do the jobs that we don't do.
They about to pass a law.
They make it. That's a, they make
what's
society.
What's the mayor name?
Well, you know, I don't work. Period. So I don't know.
What's the mayor name?
I don't work jobs. I work niggas. So I don't
what's
know.
The mayor name? They about to pass a law.
Mr. Trinidad. Yeah, he's Mr. Crazy. Trinidad, the mayor. What's his name? Mayor Adams.
Adams. Yeah, they about to pass a law on the first that the Uber East driver delivers. They about to make like 70 to 80K, and they about to get
benefits
and everything.
Oh, hell no.
I'm about to be pushing my job.
For the job. Let me buy the bag.
I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to sit right in front of Chick-fil-A, like 100 deep, and just let my phone ping.
You know you can track the bike? They're going to be tracking the wheelchair on the app. Like,
they're going to be like, why my food so cold? I'm sorry. I got hit.
He's all messed up.
Nigga said a curve.
He's so upside down.
A curve fell mad times. But, you know, honestly, and I feel like that was a good question. And at the end of the day, it's good that we don't agree on it because, you know, it's controversial topics. And at the end of the day, we all have a right because there's people that's going to feel like you, there's people that's going to feel like me, people that's going to feel like Lob, and there's people that's going to feel like Wolf. You get what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I'm all for people that are not safe being protected. I'm just saying we need to work on protecting home before we start protecting other countries because it's not just, I'm not just talking about Mexico. I'm not just talking about Sudan. There's Ukraine we're protecting. We're still sending billions of dollars, but yet Biden promised to clear our student debt and he hasn't done that. And a lot of people are suffering from that. And a lot of people who are doctors, who are taking care of us through the pandemic and all of that, they are in debt. Why haven't their debt been cleared when they work? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you're going to do stuff like that for outsiders, make sure you talk about taking care of home first. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. It's like a man who cheat. You're going to go buy your side bitch the Rolly before you even put food on the table. You understand what I'm saying? It's just like that. That's all I got to say about that.
Take care of home.
But this was a good-ass episode, and I'm glad we came back this way. And we're going to be back giving more and more and more, but season four, just stay tuned, because we got so much good shit from
sending
for
questions
y'all.
Keep sending questions in.
Keep making sure to like, share, subscribe. We are on every major platform. Please like, share, and subscribe every single one. It costs nothing to share and support. And, you know, we appreciate that a lot of the support comes from strangers, and we're grateful for that. But friends and family, if you love us,
just share it. Also, share it to people that you like, who definitely probably need this type of advice. That's somebody that's newly injured. I know we get shared in hospitals, which is cool. So, like, you know, people that really need this, because a lot of times when we got injured, imagine we had this.
We didn't have shit.
We didn't have this. You know what I mean?
So, especially the skin color having it. You know what I mean? A lot of, I didn't see nobody that looked like us. So for everybody that's out there going through something, remember that what J. Cole said is no such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Amen. I think so all my life.
And we're out. Nah, that was a dope ass episode. Nah, fuck the Jesse. Jesse wrote
me into
that.
I love my immigrants,
Jesse
man.
Jesse wrote me into that. He's an eater.
He made the Taco Bell.
He's an eater. He knew he was going to say that shit. He knew he was going to say that shit, gang. You heard. He had that shit premeditated.
She was coming at my immigrant. You won't be here.